rhythm of life is. It is so important that you and I understand that life is in the living of it. Life is in the living of it. Now, older ones won't have any trouble with what I'm getting ready to say. Some of the younger ones may. But there are many people that are alive and breathing that have missed life. They've missed their life. You see, you can walk through the world as a human being and miss living in that world. You can walk by a church, but you miss the Christ that is proclaimed from the pulpit of that church. God says, I want you to understand that I've created you to live. And I want you to do life. I want you to live it. I want you to taste it. I want you to feel it. And I want you to feel life to the extent that you feel the hurt in others living that life. I want you to be you. I don't create you to be somebody else. I don't need you to copy someone else. I have that someone else. I want you to be who I created you to be. I give you life, now live it. Living life simply means that God has called us to His service, and in His service, we are to be alive. We are to act like we're alive. Never forget the undertaker of the old days. Head over his door. Well, don't walk around looking half dead. I'll bury you for $300. They won't do that anymore. I got news for you. You're out of luck on the $300 part. But the key is, I'm not going to walk around looking half dead. I may feel half dead, but I have no intention of looking at. God says, live life from the heart. You see, I have to have a heart for life. And if I have a heart for life, Brother Randy, then I have a heart for others who are living their life. I'm not judging them. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not there for that purpose. I'm there to help them live their life the way that God has called them to live their life. To give them direction. To give them strength. To help them in many days of difficult situations. And folks, all the pain and aches that we have and our illnesses, oh, they're horrible, yes. But it's not close to the dark days of life. The dark days when people are looking on the inside to see whether they want to continue to even live. The dark days when the lights of their life or their eyes are gone. Oh, their eyes are open, but you see no life in them. You see no twinkle. You see no excitement. And God says, that's not of me. That's not me. I do not bring darkness. I bring light. Amen. And those of you who profess to follow me, I expect you to turn your light on. To turn my light on. To walk around like you're happy to be alive. I have given you a chance to live eternally with me. I have set before you life. Now, many people believe that as a Christian, you're to walk this life and not make any mistakes. That first step got you, didn't it? That first step showed you, man, that was a mistake. You're going to make them. You're going to be in the ditch of life. You're going to get knocked down. You're going to stand back up. Sometimes you're not going to want to get back up. But God said, I have given you life, and life is in the living of it. Live it. Live it with love. Live it with my strength. Live it with my boldness. Live it knowing that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And you need me, call on my name. I'm already there, right beside you, right in you. I'm the one that touches your mind and gives you strength for the moment. Just mention my name. Did you know that Jesus will not force himself on anyone? God Almighty, all the power that exists is his. And yet, he will not make one person serve him. He will not trick one person into serving him. He will only be present, telling you that he will bless your life with holy boldness to live it if you will allow him to. That's love. I love you. And I'll always be there to pick you up. Parents, that's what we say. Grandparents, that's what we say. That's what we do. Always there. Because Jesus is. I can't do anything on my own strength. Good gracious, folks, sometimes it's almost impossible for me to stand for very long at all. But through the power of Christ, I get to preach. I get to walk. Every so often, I really get cocky and walk down those steps. My wife's holding her breath. Is he going to make it back up? What's the difference? Actually, there is none. It's who is the difference. See, what God called you to do and has called you to be, you can do and you can be. But you must never push him out of your being. Because you have a life to live, and it ain't easy. It hurts, life does. It hurts all the way to your heart, all the way to your mind. Life has a way of just grabbing a hold of you and shaking you. And you're trying to say, peace, Lord. I need peace. Peace from the pain of life. Yet through that pain, I grow. Through the strength of Christ, you will stand. And Jesus says, it's all because I love you. And I want you to live your life with full love and understanding. I want you to be complete in love. What's he talking about? I want you to realize how much I truly love you. Jesus said, it's not just something that I say. I truly love you. And I am going to absorb you with my love. I'm going to protect you with my love. And I want you to understand I'm giving you all of this love for you to share it with your fellow man. Start in your family and move out. If you won't love your own family, you won't love those in the world. God has blessed you with a life. He has touched you in that life. Don't let somebody else control that life. You don't let someone who walks out on you control your relationship with the Savior that has never walked out on you. He's always there with you. He's always there to lift you up, to carry you. And he says, I want you to live your life with full love and understanding. Matthew 22:38. Love the Lord your God. Jesus was asked this. He was asked by a Sadducee this. And the Pharisees believe in a resurrection. The Sadducees did not. But this Sadducees comes up when they're questioning, and I'm getting tongue-tied, Randy. And as he comes up, he says, Lord, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus looks at him, and it was obvious that this guy was sincere in his question. The reason it was, you had so many legalists around during this period of time. They had laws that you can't imagine. These were laws they said were of God, many of them written by man. But they're laws that you must follow. So he comes up and he says, what's the greatest? Matthew 22:38. Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, your whole being. This is the first and the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God. You got to know him to love him. It is he who is tugging at your heart. It is he who knocks on your door. When everything is going wrong, that's Jesus at the door saying, let me come into the situation. Why do we always go through the hell of life and then all of a sudden getting knocked down so deep in the ditch of life? And as we're down there, we make this stupid statement. Excuse me, for those of you who don't like the word stupid, it is scriptural, but when we make it, we say all that's left is prayer. Well, you ought to wallow in your waste for a while if that's what you think. All that's left is prayer. All you have to begin with is prayer. That's not what's left. That's life. Jesus says, I want you to be successful. I want you to be the light that not only shines in the world with my truth, but I want you to shine in your life with my favor. I give you my favor. You want power? You get the favor of God. Better not anybody mess with you. There's no army that can beat you. You get the favor of God. It doesn't matter what the world says, you got it made. Because you got the favor of God. I'm a child of a king. Jesus loves me, Brother Randy. Write the song. Yes, he does. The Bible tells me so. Yes, it does. Proverbs 9:10, knowing God, told you this. Knowing God results in every other kind of understanding. Ladies, you want to understand your husband? The Lord says that he's the answer. Oh, mercy. I know. I pray every day for my husband, but that hard head of his, I can't get anything through it, Lord. I can hear those prayers. And I can see it in a lot of his eyes, too. That's just fact. That's not that you're not believing and trusting that Christ is going to deal in your life. Let me tell you what that is. That's life. Do you love even though they are hard-headed? Yet ain't nobody else gonna love him, even on a good day. And the Lord had blessed me with getting to love him. That's called life. Do you ever have ups and downs in marriage? Gentlemen, you sit just like a statue right now. Don't you look to the right or to the left when I ask you this. Sometimes life gets rough. Marriages sometimes, have you ever fussed? Do you ever have a disagreement? It always frightens me when people shake their head. Never. Me and my husband, me and my wife have never had a disagreement. All I can say is you better check and see who you're living with, because it ain't your husband or your wife. Actually, folks, you know what that's called? Life. Jesus called me to preach a message on life. In the message of life, you have ups and downs. You have good, you have bad days. But do you know what the power of relationships? Do you know where that power is? It lies in your relationship to Jesus Christ. You see, I serve my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not one time in 55 years of marriage has my wife ever even attempted to tell me what to preach. I haven't even attempted to tell me what to preach, because that's a calling from God. And you as an individual are a calling from God. And God called you to be with each other. Just respect that, folks. The rest of it, well, it's just life. Life hit. And life hurts. But life is good, isn't it? Something my mother said for all those years that drove me crazy of when I'd get a cut or anything else. Oh, go on. It'll feel good when it quits hurting. That did not help me at that time. But I know what she's talking about now. That's life. Things happen. Next, I want you to live it as a brother should. Live it as a brother should. Jesus is my brother. God is my father. You got it, Christian? Listen, Romans 8:29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Jesus is my brother. God is my Father. Jesus says, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll always be with you. I'll always be in you. Any situation, I'm here. Folks, please understand that. That's called life. For me, that's life in all its glory. What a promise. Do you ever get so hurt that you're just broken inside? It doesn't have to be physical. Matter of fact, the hardest pain that you'll ever go through is the pain of friends who would say, I got your back, and the next time you look up, you find that they did, and there were knives everywhere. That's life. I am here to tell you to expect it, but I'm not here to tell you that you quit making friends. That's not your fault. Pray for them also, that they can find the peace that you can find in the Christ who lives within you. Be at peace with yourself and your God, knowing that you're family now. And when you're the family of God, You're in an awesome family. But look at the personalities that we have that have become family members. Whether it's the church or just your own family. Wait, you know, I'm waiting for Uncle Larry. He's sort of crazy. I'm waiting for him to get here so we can have some fun. There's always those different personalities in your life. The greatest love that you'll ever express is to appreciate those different personalities and to love those different personalities, because that's what makes you who you are. Jesus commands me to live my life. He doesn't command me to quit it. Did you know that? Do you know, and you've heard me say this through all the cancers and all, you know this. I don't give up. I ain't quitting. It may kill me. It may do it. But folks, I'm going to fight it all the way till I'm gone. Count on it. And you might get a little nervous if you come to the funeral and see me laying there for fear I might jump up at any time. But it wasn't over. You see, don't let the world pull you down through any kind of illness or anything. And you can get to hurting so bad you can't move. Been there. But you still fight. You stand. And you stand with boldness. I got a brother waiting for me. His name is Jesus. He loves me. As a matter of fact, he's waiting to welcome me. But I got a life to live first. And I will live it to its fullest. And I will live it for as long as the Lord says, preach the word, tell the truth. Live it. Here's your powerful one on your life. Live your life helping others. We're commanded to do that. That's why I got a life. My life is given to me through the love of Christ. Let me read it. Ephesians 2, verse 10. It is God Himself who has made us what we are. You are not a self-made individual. Don't you ever start that foolishness. Oh, I'm self-made. You know, what I am, I did myself. Well, you're a mess if that's what you are. No. Listen to God's word. It is God Himself who has made us what we are. And given. Let me say it again. And given us new lives. It's a gift. It's not a life you can earn. It's a gift. I did nothing for that gift. I didn't work for it. You can't work for it. I didn't memorize scripture for it. Doesn't matter how much scripture you know. That's not the key. It's a gift of love. I give to you eternal life through grace, faith believing. I give you life. Christ has given me the life that I have down here on planet Earth. And He said, I'm giving it to you, Larry, but you got to live it. You got to take the licks of life. But I want you to truly understand that all the hurt and pain in that life, it can't even come into the conversation with the joy that I have waiting for you. There'll be no pain. There'll be no tears. There'll be no brokenness. There'll just be love. Total love. You don't know what it's like until you know Jesus. And then you know what our problem is? We can't believe it. You know, yeah, that's a good story. But it's so hard to believe that my Savior is going to give to me a life that's magnificent. Trust me, he says. But now, Larry, you let them know this. That love is powerful. It will give you the strength to go on. It will give your friends a blessing when you share it. But you got to give it away. You didn't earn it. Don't make them earn it. Give it away. Love, so precious. How do I give it away? I tell the story of Jesus. Death, burial, and resurrection. Oh, listen, we're getting ready to go into a time period when it's exciting. Every day of my life, I'm excited anymore when it comes to the gospel. But I'm talking about Sundays are coming, Brother Randy. The Sundays are coming when Jesus was resurrected. God brought his son to life. Now, you want to be in trouble? You think of all those folks that were around. No wonder nobody could stand in his presence. You had God the Son, Jesus, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, right there, exact same time, on the exact same situation. Jesus. Satan, he getting out of the way. But he says to us, in living your life, I want you to know that you have all of me. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You have all of me in you. Your strength is in how much of me you let out and how much of you let out. Don't speak your words. Speak my words, Jesus says. Don't be yourself. Be me, Jesus says. Because I have called you, given you a life. That life that I've given you, I will reclaim one day. And you and I will look at it and see what we've done with it. Have I told people the good news, the story of Jesus? Well, that story's old. Oh, it's new to me every day of my life. It's an exciting story. Some people don't like reruns. That's a rerun I love to keep hearing over and over again. Finally, well, let me finish reading Ephesians 2:10. It is God Himself who has made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ago, He planned that we should spend these lives in helping others. My whole life has been called to help others. No different from your life. Well, they don't deserve the help. Do you think you did? What did you do that was so great that made you deserve such a gift of love? It's not in who deserves. It's in whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. It's all in who God is. And all in how much of God you will let out of your life, out of your heart. Put more Jesus out than you. Live it telling the story of Jesus. Acts 20 verse 24. Life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me, assigned you as an individual. It might be one person in your life that you were assigned to be there, to have the gospel in your heart, to share that gospel with a smile, with a touch, with a gift of kindness of many kinds. That could be it. Well, you know, I just don't know what I'm here for. Well, maybe that time in your life hasn't come yet. And you're growing to the point to where God will use you at that particular time with that particular personality or personalities, plural. Do something with your life besides serve yourself. There's no reward for serving you or holding things back by serving yourself unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. The work of telling others the good news. If you know Jesus, you got a good story inside of you. You know the feeling. You know when it was that touch. You might not remember the time. You might not remember the day. But that touch of that moment, you know, when Jesus tapped you and said, "Your life belongs to me. And I am going to give you the strength and the guidance to fulfill the dream that you can't imagine. And I'll tell you about it when you get home in heaven." How many people will say thank you for that message of love, that smile? "But I never talked to you. Yeah, but you looked at me that time when I was hurting so bad. You put your hand on my shoulder and you winked." And God called me to preach. You see? It don't take much for Jesus to use it for us to his glory about God's mighty kindness and love. Oh, he's mighty kind. And he truly loves us. You take that love this week and you share it. Wherever Jesus takes you, whatever step that is, you share it. You just don't know what that touch might mean. You don't know how important that wink could be of understanding, of true love, of knowing that it is the Christ in you that has allowed you to present him. What an honor, folks. Jesus loves me. I know that. I'm your pastor. I love you. And I know that Jesus loves you too. You be you in your life. But you make sure you understand it's all a gift from Almighty God. And that gift is awesome. That's a gift you'll take to heaven. Let's pray. Father, I give you thanks, dear Lord God, for the blessing and the joy of salvation. I ask now, Father, that as you touch our life, you will touch us in a mighty way that we might truly be about your business. Let your will be our will. Let your touch, dear Lord God, be used by us that we might touch others in your name. Thank you for the blessings, the joy of salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.